What's up, VoiceTubers? You're listening to today's pronunciation challenge. Oh, I'm so tired. I want to sleep. I miss my bed. How am I going to finish today's pronunciation challenge? Sorry, looks like you guys are on your own today. I need to take a nap first. This is your host, Ingrid, and I'll see you next time. Bye! Wait, what's that smell? Is that the smell of coffee? Hey, it's Winnie making coffee for everybody! She's so nice, right? What? You're saying I won't be able to drink any if I don't finish today's pronunciation challenge? Okay, fine, I'll stay. Hey, I know. How about we talk about coffee today? Huh? You like that? Drinking coffee every day is a thing that some people do. For many, they even drink more than 2 or more cups of coffee each day. When I drink coffee, I feel energized. I feel my heart beats faster. I feel, what's the word? Alive, baby! I can even concentrate better. It's like magic. But will having too much coffee cause you any harm? In today's video, you can learn all about the effects of coffee. It's gonna be so exciting! Okay, are you ready for today's sentence? Yes, you are! Let's go! But with anxiety, you also want to be careful not to overstimulate or trigger any sort of panic attacks and make anxiety worse, which certainly too much caffeine can do. Okay, this time a little bit slower, okay? But with anxiety, you also want to be careful not to overstimulate or trigger any sort of panic attacks and make anxiety worse, which certainly too much caffeine can do. 这句话的中文意思是，谈到焦虑症状，要小心不能过度刺激，不能诱发任何形态的恐慌感，让焦虑症恶化，而太多咖啡因绝对会造成这种情况。Okay, and here are the pronunciation tips of the day. First, we're gonna talk about 连音的部分。来，我们先来看第一个 ，with anxiety， 可以把 th 跟 anxiety 的 an 连在一起 ，with anxiety。再来下一个字 ，overstimulate or， 可以把 te 跟 or 连在一起，变成 overstimulator。这样，然后再来 trigger any r 跟 a n y 可以连在一起 trigger any， 再来 sort of s o r t 跟 o f sort of 连在一起说，那再来是 panic attacks panic 跟 attacks 可以连在一起 panic attacks。好，接下来我想要补充一下 wanna 这个字 w a n n a， 它其实跟 want to w a n t t o 是一样的意思， wanna 等于 want to， 那 wanna 是 want to 口语的表达方式，就像 going to 会变成 gonna 或是 got to 会变成 gotta， 但正式场合和书写状况尽量要避免使用，不然的话会听起来很不正式或者是有点不礼貌。好的， next we're gonna talk about the vocabularies. The first vocabulary of the day isAnxiety 的意思是焦虑、不安、担心。I can't stop thinking about whether or not she will agree to go on a date with me. My anxiety level is off the charts. 我无法不去想她会不会答应跟我去约会，我的焦虑程度要爆表啦。接下来我们补充一个单字 social anxiety。Social 就是社交的意思 ，social anxiety 是社交恐惧症，是一种对任何社交或公开场合感到强烈的恐惧或忧虑的精神疾病。患者对于在陌生人面前或者是在社交或表演的场合会有显著的恐惧。那 My sister has social anxiety. She has trouble talking to her classmates. 我的妹妹有社交恐惧症，她和她的同学讲话有些困难。这个字就是 social anxiety。接下来我们来讲第二个单字 overstimulate。overstimulate 的意思是过度刺激。Action movies might overstimulate your brain. You should avoid watching them before bed if you want a good night's sleep. 动作片可能会过度刺激你的脑，想一夜好眠的话，睡前尽量避免看动作片。 真的，我每次看那种 Marvel 的电影啊，什么那个钢铁人啊 Captain America， 就是看完就会睡不着，晚上睡觉都梦到自己在飞啊或者在打架之类的。所以对，睡前尽量避免动作片，不然真的，除非你想要梦到一些厉害的事情啦，不然的话晚上就尽量避免去看那种动作片，这样不好睡。好，接下来我们来讲下一个单字，这个是 overstimulate 的补充。下一个单字是 stimulate 的意思就是激发、激励、促进，还有刺激的意思。The government created a new policy to stimulate the local tourism industry. 政府立定新的策略来促进本地观光产业。好，这就是 stimulate 的部分。接下来我们来看下一个单字 trigger 作于名词的时候是扳机的意思，扳机是那个枪的那个扳机。 It was already too late when the police came. The murderer had already pulled the trigger and killed the hostage. 当警察到场的时候已经太迟了，凶手已经扣下扳机杀了人质了。 trigger， 那 trigger 作于动词的时候是引起、引发的意思，在这里通常是指引发坏事。Eating too much pineapple is what triggered her allergies. 吃太多凤梨引起了她过敏的症状。Okay guys, are you ready for today's final vocabulary? Today's final vocabulary is panic attack. Panic attack. Panic attack 的意思是恐慌症。恐慌发作是一种身心症状，患者在强烈恐惧下会发生，主要症状有心悸、大汗、颤抖、呼吸急促、窒息的感觉、胸痛或胸部不适、恶心或腹部不适、头昏或头重脚轻、自我感丧失、脱离现实、怕失去控制或发疯。讲完这一段我也快要发疯了。好，我们来看例句。 The emergency that happened on stage last night caused the director's panic attack.昨晚台上发生的紧急状况造成了导演的恐慌症。 That's it for today's pronunciation challenge. I'm gonna go get that coffee right now. Please make sure to leave a comment and a recording. My name is Ingrid. See you next time.